It's 4 a.m.
What? Stay where you are.
Get him! Hurry up!
Dale Richardson?
MasterCard number 489907.
Why am I here? What's...
No, please, there's no reason to be alarmed. Just a consumer survey.
Focus group.
We are your interlocutors.
Just a few questions.
Why am I chained up?
We don't want you to hurt yourself.
I'd rather not.
Rather not? What would we rather you did?
Just a few questions. It'll be worth your time.
Or perhaps we should turn you over to the marketing arm right away.
No. What do you want to know?
We've noticed a suspicious lack of activity on your charge cards lately.
Suspicious?
You haven't been shopping much lately, have you?
You do realize this country is at war, don't you?
Yes.
You have certain obligations, duties to your fellow citizens.
The social contract.
If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
I'm not a... I'm just trying to consolidate my debt, save a little, get out from under.
Now hardly seems like the right time for that, does it?
Don't understand.
It's economics.
We live in fortunate times. No more does the engine of wealth creation rely solely on our industrial sector.
The consumer as an economic engine. The customer is always right.
All our material wants are available for purchase all the time. Total employment and maximum customer choice. As the prophet says, you deserve a break today.
But having choice brings responsibility.
Our total prosperity is based on the contributions of every consumer.
But I'm just getting more into debt. I'm using my Amex card to make payments on my Diners Club card, which I racked up trying to pay off my MasterCard.
You don't have a Visa? They've got a 2 megabuck limit. Lots of ceiling left.
Nobody expects you to pay it all off. All you have to do is maintain it.
Honor your obligations.
And Corpostat is introducing the generational plan soon. Some of the things you deserve are too expensive to purchase outright in one lifetime of earning.
Quality that lasts.
Your children will share in that quality. Isn't it only right that they should pay their share?
There's no free lunch.
You guarantee them jobs for life.
Doesn't seem fair.
Fair? Paying your debts is fair. Doing your job is fair. Is misusing company resources fair?
How long have you been part of the Corpostat team, Mr. Richardson?
I've worked for Corpostat all my life, like my parents before me.
And you've been a content contributor?
That's my job title, yes. Second Division Gamma Team.
Do you like your job?
Yes, of course. It pays the bills, almost.
You sound a little... ambivalent. Aren't you part of the team?
What do I say here? Is this about my job performance? I work hard. Ask anyone.
Of course you do. You deserve to reward yourself. Spend a little. Buy that new living room set. Your wife will appreciate it. You'll appreciate it.
Yes.
Why deny yourself? All life is suffering. How can you deny this one small respite? It's a heavy load we all carry as we go through this life.
Man is born to labor from sun to sun.
But with labor comes rewards. You deserve it.
I work hard. I deserve a reward, but all suffering is caused by desire.
Heretical doctrine!
No, it slipped out. I read it somewhere, graffiti somewhere.
You hold heterodox opinions, don't you? Confess! With your own words, you'll hang.
This is more than my credit cards, isn't it?
You've heard of an organization called No Logo?
What if I have? Everyone's heard of it after that system-wide span last week. So what? It doesn't exist, right?
No, neither did Ned Ludd's army or the Captain Swing Uprising.
Right.
They never really exist as organizations, but they exist as ideas, as popular movements.
They can produce real events, real disruptions in the social order. They need to be stopped.
How do you stop something that doesn't exist?
I said they don't exist as concrete organizations. They do, however, exist as ideas, as brands.
The brand is all.
And the brands are in competition with our brands, the brand of peace and order.
The lowest price is the law.
What does this have to do with me?
Brands don't manage themselves.
You don't think
Look at this. This is the logo of No Logo.
Ironic, don't you think?
A brand for the anti-brand.
You're not just an employee of Corpostat. You're a content contributor.
Yes.
You do illustrations for ad campaigns. You provide content for the web publishing division.
We've done a correlational analysis of the logo and your work.
96%. Too high for chance. And this is a message that was sent system-wide last Thursday, tying up valuable system resources.
Read it out loud for us.
Why?
Privacy is obsolete, Mr. Richardson.
We have all your records of your web activity, all your purchases, all your phone calls, every keystroke from your workstation. We know you did it.
And on company time, is that any way to treat your teammates?
Corpostat isn't a team or a family.
Why are we even bothering here? Let's just sign him over to direct.
Redemption is still possible by the agenda. Humor me. Here, Mr. Richardson, I'll start you off. Workers of the world, relax.
Workers of the world, relax. Are you tired of working to live and living to work? Do you feel like you're being pressured to buy the chains that bind you on an installment plan? Do you just get further behind the harder you work?
Pretty seditious stuff.
Continue.
Work makes a mockery of freedom. Together, work and buying enslave us to the corporate state. Voluntary simplicity, by contrast, wants you to be free.
Voluntary simplicity? Terrorist outlawed by the Act of Parliament.
After it was absorbed by Corpostat.
Oh, that merger was long overdue. Resulted in great savings through efficiencies and consolidation of functions. Do go on, Mr. Richardson. I'm quite enjoying your reading voice.
All of life is suffering, Corpostat tells us. But they don't mention that all suffering is caused by desire. Reduce desire and free yourself. Voluntary simplicity, there is no brand.
Quite a manifesto. You don't really believe that nonsense, do you, Mr. Richardson? Mr. Richardson, after all Corpostat has done for you.
Done for me? Taken the bulk of my life for a pittance. Drained me of my artistic energy to create more advertising, to add to the sea of it that we're drowning in.
Given you a job, provided you with income.
Only so I can pay my taxes and franchise fees.
I think we've really heard enough, don't you, Miller? He's a simplicist. An unrepentant economic terrorist.
Yes, the evidence seems undeniable.
And there's no room for terror in these troubled times.
What does that mean? What are you going to do now? Torture me?
No, we're just consumer relations. We won't touch you. That's not our department.
All we do is recommend that you be turned over to the hands-on department of Corpostat.
Direct marketing.
No. No.
You'll be happy to shop till you drop after they get through with you.
You could have saved yourself, Mr. Richardson.
How? But by shopping more? Your plastic heaven is built on lies.
You see? No remorse, no redemption.
Pretty lies are better than hard truths. All right. Begin the re-education program.
No. No. What happened in your day? No!
Hell of a job, Ed.
It pays the bills, Miller.
You buy the coffee tomorrow?
Sure.